Drink me, for I will nourish you in the fragmented echoes of my hollow body. Pour me, for I will bathe you in my light, a shattered constellation, deceased brilliance. Consume me, for my organs shall give you life. Feast on the movement of my skin. This body is your own. We are one. Lust after me, for your taste feeds me on the emptiest of nights. Sing with me the sound ancients exuded. Pull me apart. I want to fall to my knees. Let the rain mark us. Consecrate your soul with mine, for I am worthy, and you are worthy of me. I am your elixir, and you are mine. They came after midnight, lined up the bodies, whipped them open, pulled out shame between each crack. Unholy in your churches, force-fed indignation, blasphemed as soul salvation. Have you ever been made to apologize to God for his own choices? Drowned in a shame that consumes, they are still lining up bodies. They are still whipping them open. They are still raiding, stealing. They have forgotten that we breathe fire. No, the roots of the earth speak the tongue of the soul. Are the descendants of the ones who performed for royalty, interceded with the departed, concocted the sorcery they dream about. We are their saviors, saints. They are ashamed to worship the very ones they despise. We are waking up, honoring the memory long neglected, rebuilding the stone monument that they desecrated. We, the divine reflection, all in one. We have hung on their crucifix for far too long. We are no longer afraid to pull the false temple down, to pull the false temple down, brick by brick. To be loved in silence is the loudest pain I know. It is terrifying to fall in love with what could kill you. They say,
I want to love you, but only in the dark.
How can you demand someone return to the very place that was burying them alive? And call it love.
People are just learning. Give them time.
But you are the experiment, dissected and questioned. It is up to you to prove why you are worthy. Humanize yourself to people who will never truly see you, just through you. I do not have time to give you. I do not know how much time I have left. I do not know which angry eyes will be the last I see. They will only hide you, consume you in definitions and concepts they are comfortable with, chew a sense of self-congratulation for themselves, then spit you back out, a little less alive than before. They will thank you. Your presence makes them feel cultured. You have taught them so much. When they talk about you to others, your pronouns will burn their tongue. She is still a foreign sensation because they have to learn how to see you. They can only see you in the dark. I want to believe love songs were written for someone like me. I want to believe my skin is longed for, touched in the daylight. I want to believe it when you say you love me. I want to write pretty poetry, poetry about love, loud love. But I will write those poems while wrapping myself in a heavy silence, because that is the only way I know how to be loved. Lock them up with the pieces of me left and mutter a prayer that one day they don't kill me.